What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Talk with Gonzo. This is the second episode of the podcast. There was a very large break. It was just because a lot of things are going on, and we kind of had to sort some things out, but the podcast should be coming out every 2 weeks, a new episode, so always be sure to be following us on whatever you're listening on, Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever. So, now, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about making your own website and how to monetize that. So, I just recently started a website, and if you guys want to go check it out, it is called yourfirstpcbuild.com, alright? And it is just about building your first PC and different tech stuff. And basically, you guys can take a look if you want to see more about that. But what I'm really going to talk to you guys about is why should we start websites? What is the cost to start one? And how much income you could possibly make out of it, or profit, depending on how much, depending on what you're doing. So basically, what you're going to want to start doing is finding a domain server that will host a domain. So, I personally recommend using domain.com. Do not use Ionos, Ionos. They don't work with how I'm going to tell you guys how to do it. So, you're going to go into domain.com. You're just going to basically log in and do all that. Maybe sign up, depending on if you've had an account before or not. And you're going to sign up for a domain. So .com costs about $9.99 a month. You can get it a little cheaper for your first year, a year. You can get it a little cheaper for your first year, and you can buy it in bulk to reduce the prices down. But, so you at least need a minimum of about $11 with taxes and stuff. So you're going to want about $11 and you're going to want to buy a domain. So once you buy your domain, you're going to want to go to, you probably have heard it, Google Sites. Now, when you go onto Google Sites, you are going to log in with your Google account and click on a blank site. Or if you want to use a little template that they have, you can use a template. I just recommend a blank site. You're also going to want to figure out what the heck you're going to make. So what's your website going to be about? Is it going to be about a blog, or is it going to be about a certain subject? Now, when you're doing stuff, though, you should think ahead for monetization purposes. So if you want to monetize your website, you're going to want to either use Google AdSense, but you cannot use Google AdSense until your site has grown. So before you use Google AdSense, you're going to use Amazon affiliate programming. So Amazon affiliate program, basically it's all those links you see in people's videos, you're making them money. So whenever you click on the link and you buy something through that, then you will be making someone money. So if you make something like, say, my website, all the links on my website are affiliate links, so it's making me a couple bucks every time someone buys something through my, like, clicks on the link that my website provides, and then I make a couple bucks depending on if they buy it. I might make a couple cents depending on the item. And so what you're going to want to do is you're just going to want to think ahead when you're making your website. And if you don't know what you're going to want to make your website about, just think about that for a little bit, because you really want to be able to put effort in that. You have to remember, once you buy a domain, you can't return. You can buy numerous domains if you would like, but then that's just a waste of money. So you're going to want to make sure you buy a domain that suits you. I recommend it being at least lower than 18 letters. If you have something more than 18 letters, it's just, it can get start get confusing. But yeah, so once you do that, you're gonna want to make your site. And you can make your site through like a blog thing. You can even make your website through another platform if you'd like. But I know Google Sites is free forever, and I like it for blogs. It's not really meant for selling stuff, but you could still sell stuff and make money off of your Google site. So after you publish your Google, after you created all your Google site, you're gonna see this little settings icon in the top right corner. You're gonna click on that, and you're gonna click on. There's gonna be a button like custom domains and or domains or something, and you're gonna click on that, and then you're gonna go through the setup process. So after you go through the setup process, then your domain is all set up, your website's all set up, and you can start monetizing. So you're gonna want to go into your Amazon affiliate account. You're gonna have to sign up and put tax information, do all that stuff, and then you can start making money off of your site. But just so you're aware, if you use your own Amazon affiliate links, you won't be making yourself any money. It does not work like that. It'll know your IP address, track that, and you can get banned from Amazon affiliate. Same thing with Google AdSense. If you click on the ads that they put onto your account, then that's basically that's classified as like a bad thing, so they'll ban you. So that's kind of it on the website part. I guess this could be just like a life update kind of thing, since I haven't done an episode in a while. So I'm going to move on to a different segment. Now that you guys, I kind of gave you guys a little tutorial in this podcast, which I normally don't do. But now we're going to move on to questions that some people ask and stuff. So let me just quickly pull them up right now. Let's see here. All right, one of the questions was, when did you start your YouTube channel? All right, so a little bit of background. I had numerous YouTube channels, but my YouTube channel, Gonzo Curse, right now, I started January 10th, 2021. So the first year anniversary just passed by 4 days ago as of recording this. So yay, I gained way more than I thought I ever would in a year. I thought I would only get about 40 subscribers by the end of 2020. Or 2021, and boy, you guys blew my mind. I'm already at 392, and hey, some people might not think it's a lot, but I love each one of you guys, and you guys are just amazing. All right, moving on to the second question. Let's see, gotta pull them back up. Are you going to start making Fortnite videos again? So, I mean, I don't really know. So it really depends on what the game is. I don't really play video games a lot anymore. But I probably could do like whatever you guys really want. If you guys really want to see that, then sure, but only if a couple of people want to see it, then I don't know if it's worth it. I mean, I could post on every once in a while, but it's just, I don't really like playing that. I don't really like playing, you know, the game, that gaming anymore. It just kind of gets boring after a while, you know. Not a lot of people are on, and it just kind of gets annoying. What do you edit with? I edit with numerous softwares, Premiere Pro, After Effects, and DaVinci Resolve. So I mainly use Premiere Pro. I do Premiere Pro for my, Fortnite montages. I use After Effects to do the green screening for the Fortnite montages. And then I use DaVinci Resolve for everything else, basically. I use DaVinci Resolve when I'm editing my short old videos, because Premiere is just not the best for that. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, just for what I do, it's not the best. But yeah, alright. So the next question is, let's see. I can't see it. And I gotta find another question, because this one will not load. Let's see here. Who is your best friend? Do they have a YouTube channel? So, I do have a friend, like, one of my best friends. I will not state his name, because I don't know if he wants his name to be stood. I got a couple. The one that lives in Georgia is Harrison. His YouTube channel is Harry Berry, Beary. And then the other one, I will not state his name just because I don't think he wants his name out there. But it is, his YouTube channel is Z Coaster the Obbiest. And he does like Roblox videos. And if you guys ever want to learn how to like kind of code some stuff, go with his videos. He really knows how to do that kind of stuff. Let's see if there's some other ones that you guys want. And if you guys want to see anything, go on to my Anchor profile it's anchor.fm. You can go on there and then just look up Talk with Gonzo, and then you can actually message me any questions you guys want. Another question is, what country do you live in? So I live in the United States, not gonna say what state, but do live in the United States. I was born in Australia and then moved here when I was really young. And yeah, let's see here. Android or Apple? All right, Apple fanboy all the way. Have an iPhone, AirPod Pros, Apple Watch. I want a MacBook, but I do use a Windows computer just because it's a little bit better for gaming. It's better for gaming, and then editing sometimes is better on Mac, but I do like MacBook for coding. I definitely think coding is way better on a MacBook. But no, for sure, Apple. No question about that. Let's see. What else? I think that's really it for that segment. What else? What I was also gonna do was, I was gonna do a segment of you, so this is not really a segment, but I want you also to message me video ideas, because I'm going to try to do some YouTubing again. Kind of stopped for a while. I know I'm not ever going to grow if I keep doing this, but it's hard sometimes to figure out what to do, and I need you guys to tell me what you want to see. So I will definitely need some suggestions for that. And talking about the fact of, I guess, an update, so I have, by the first year, I have 392 subscribers and 73,000 video views, which is a really nice thing, which is really good. But, I guess I'll go back to the fact that of your first PC build. So, on the website, you got PC building, phones, news, and about. sections, and you'll be able to see like repairs for phones. You can see like there's just a bunch of different stuff. And if you are new to the PC world and PC building and you want to get into it, I definitely recommend, I'm not trying to clout my own website, but this is how I learned, and it's really, I try to make it as easy as I can for you guys to follow, and like, I teach you guys what each part is, and it's really nice, so you guys should really go check that out, yourfirstpcbuild.com. But I think that's really all for today's episode. It was a really short one, I'm sorry. I'm definitely going to try to get some new guests on the podcast soon. Probably going to get Z Coaster on here soon. And then I'll try to get Harry Berry back on since you guys seem to like him. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys are watching, whatever you're watching on, subscribe or follow. Turn on those notifications so you can get notified every time I do a new podcast. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Have a fantastic rest of your days and nights, and see you later.